Hello and welcome to the Honest Politics Podcast. My name is Alex Gamsik and I am the founder of Honest Politics LLC. My company does political consulting, or now it's political research, but not for politicians. My services are for everyday Americans just like you and me. So let's get started. This episode is a little off the cuff. It's not research heavy, but it is based on my thick knowledge. Thick knowledge is a term that was described in one of the very first episodes of this podcast. It basically means the complex web of knowledge that's developed over time. I was socialized in Washington, D.C. to learn about political science, to learn about public policy, to be on a campaign working, to be in Capitol Hill working as an intern. So I've developed a lot of knowledge when it comes to politics. And I'm going to use that thick knowledge, not necessarily research papers that I can cite to you now, but research papers that I've read for homework, for class projects, lectures I've been to, dozens of research conferences, etc. So let's look at football and politics. I'm going to start with the similarities between the two. There's surprisingly a lot that is similar between politics and football. And I thought, you know, with the first NFL game starting this week, the first preseason game, why not dive into this topic? So at first, the similarities are that not everybody cares. Not everybody cares about football. Not everyone cares about politics. But they're each a section of our culture and our society that you could get sucked into pretty easily. There's a lot of media, football media. There's a lot of news media. So you can get pretty into them if you'd like to. Both politics and football use imperfect information to make predictions about the future. So if you think about football, are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to win the Super Bowl again? How good are they going to be? Well, we don't have perfect information to make those predictions. We don't know if Tom Brady's going to get injured. We don't know if they're going to sign a new player who's going to make a big difference for them. Same with politics. We don't know if Joe Biden's going to run for re-election. We don't know if Donald Trump is going to seek re-election, et cetera, et cetera. And who knows what scandals or foreign policy successes or what may come up in the future. Next, another similarity is that random events and luck can change the outcome, basically just like I said, whether it's a fluke military failure or success, whether it's a pandemic that completely changes the political landscape. And then in football, like I said, injuries, weather events can make changes. And especially in football, where it's, the playoffs are single game elimination and stuff, luck can have a large impact on the outcome. We also tend to focus, we tend to think we can affect the outcomes when we usually can't. So for politics, you know, oh, if I just make these phone calls, if I go vote, if I feel really strongly, if I post on social media, it'll make a difference. When in reality, it's part of an aggregate whole that matters, but you're not really making a difference on your own. Even if you're a politician, you're usually checked and balanced by the courts, by legislatures, by other executives. So one person's effort really doesn't matter. Same with football. Just wearing your hat backwards or whatever, you know, good luck charm, it's not going to affect the outcome of the game. I guess you could buy gear from their official store. You could buy tickets to financially support. But similar to politics, those effects, although they help, they are marginal. The next similarity is that people tend to stick with one side no matter what. So a Bills fan is not going to become a Patriots fan just because the Patriots are doing well. Similarly, a Republican doesn't just change to a Democrat because they like one or two things that are doing or the Democrats are winning a lot of elections. People don't change sides very easily. They stick to their corners. So this draws on a concept that the Bruce Exclusive, which is a podcast within the Buffalo Rumblings podcast feed, was mentioning. It's the us versus them concept. Bruce Nolan was saying that in sociology, a lot of how humans work is by seeing a them, an other, and then there's us. So it's one group versus another. This is helpful when, you know, ancient humans were fighting other tribes or thinking about family as my family versus their family, or even like those buffalo over there versus us, the humans. you know, it's just an ancient concept that carries over from politics, where there's different parties, and then football, where there's different teams, and it's a source of conflict. Related to that, both politics and football have been modeled by others to try to make predictions about the future. There's the policy process, like the advocacy coalition framework, three streams framework. I've done some episodes on what these are, basically trying to see why policy comes out and how it comes about. And then Bruce Nolan invented a model called QB Stew, which ranks quarterbacks based on a bunch of other statistics. You know, so we're trying to create these models. 538 has a model where they're trying to predict the Super Bowl winners, you know. People have analyzed and tried to use models to predict the future to mimic reality. And of course, models cannot perfectly mimic reality, but they can more or less capture different parts of it. The next similarity is that there are secondary markets generated by these primary activities. What this means is that the primary activity is football, right? The football game. But there's a secondary market in the betting market. Sometimes people only care about football so they can boost their fantasy football teams so that they can bet on the outcomes of games. It's a secondary market. Same with politics, in that, like, there's the voting and the politicians, and then behind the scenes, there's the lobbying, there's the campaign donations. That's kind of a secondary market. And then, you know, some of the better similarities. Both football and politics can be fun. It can give people a sense of purpose, something larger than themselves that they can gravitate towards. And it can create community if you have a bunch of people who think like you politically. If you have a bunch of people who are rooting for the same team, they can both create a community for you to feel better and to share socialization with. Another similarity is that it's a team effort, so even the best, quote, players can lose. So even if you have a really good political candidate, if the political headwinds are against you, you can lose just because you're part of that party. Similarly, you could be a very good quarterback, but you could lose because the rest of your team stinks. Next, both have been around a very long time, both politics and football. While they can change, it takes a systemic change to make them fundamentally different, which is extremely difficult. So whether it's the Constitution, or whether it's the rules of football, or whatever, these large institutions take a lot of effort to change, basically. So now this section of differences, surprisingly, is smaller than the similarities. So there's more in common between politics and football than there are differences. The first difference is that politics affects everyone in real ways that football does not. So although football can boost an economy, it can employ people around the area, it can create all these markets and make people happy, it's not like politics where the outcome of vaccine policy dictates 600,000 people dying or not. It's not like a Supreme Court decision that allows all gay people in this country to be married or not. You know, these are real fundamental differences in people's lives versus football, which has effects, but they're not as strong and pervasive. Football has many teams. There's 32 of them, but politics has two teams. And you might be saying, oh, what about third parties? Well, look at the Congress of the United States and tell me how many third party people are there. And then of those two or three third party people, do they actually vote independently, or do they vote 90-95% of the time with a certain party? So in football, I guess you have more choice, even though most people just stick to their regional team. Politics, there's much less choice. Political actors must contend with other nations, whereas football is very much just an American sport. It's not even in the Olympics. Political actors are more accountable to voting, so the constituents affect who the politician is. Voters can fire a politician, whereas in the NFL, no matter what a quarterback does, unless it's criminal or something, you can't really have the fans fire them. The fans can hate a quarterback, and the quarterback could still be there. Constituents are in charge rather than being judged solely based on team contributions. So let's say there's a running back who's consistently losing yards and doing a crappy job. They're going to get fired by the team leader. If you have a legislature who consistently is not showing up, is not doing their job, there's nothing you can do except wait until their, you know, their term ends and then fire them, basically, by voting them out. Next, politicians need to raise their own funds. Yeah, that they spend a lot of time fundraising so that they can have larger campaigns, so that they can win elections. In football, it's all based on contract negotiations that take place behind the scenes. And these negotiations being paid as a football player are usually based on skill. How good is this quarterback? How much are we going to pay them? How many years are we going to give them? Is based on their skill on the game that we can all see, not just a fixed salary like most politicians get. You could be a really good politician and be paid the same amount as a politician who doesn't do much, because it's all kind of a fixed salary. Lastly, the big one is that the stakes of a take is very different. So if we debate whether Josh Allen is better than Russell Wilson, which is an idea I got from the Buffalo Rumblings podcast feed again, who actually cares whether Josh Allen is better than Russell Wilson? Like, does that actually affect people in a real way? Or are we just filling up our podcast feeds with something entertaining to listen to? Versus something like, is the vaccine a planned scam to take control of our population and scare everybody so we can exert control and all the deep state and all this, versus just being a safe, reliable method to prevent 600,000 deaths? That seems like a bigger deal than ranking quarterbacks, and that is the primary fundamental difference between politics and football. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. It was a little more just talking and using my thick knowledge, my backgrounds, to give an informed discussion. You can email me at honestpoliticsllc@gmail.com or just visit honestpoliticsllc.com to see what kind of services I can offer. I'm really excited to help people find who is on their ballot for the 2021 election. Just send me a message if you're interested in that. If you have mail for the podcast, send that in and I'll read it over the air. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you next time as we seek to discover more of the stories behind the statistics.